Welcome to the Read With Us podcast, where we present and answer popular questions on books. My name is Rebecca and I'll be your host for the episode. Today we are tackling romance and coming-of-age novels. Let's welcome our four guests and ask what book they will be presenting. First, we have Alexia. What book will you be presenting today?
Hello, the book I will be presenting today is It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. It is a romance book that pictures the story of Lily Bloom, a young adult that lives in Boston. She meets a man here, Ryle Kincaid, falls in love with him, and marries him later in the book. However, as time goes on, Ryle reveals his jealous traits and his bad temper, which led him to being abusive towards his wife multiple times, also reminding Lily of her father, who was very abusing towards her mother.
Thank you, Alexia. Now we welcome Yui. What book did you choose to present the themes addressed?
So hi, first of all, thanks for having me today. So the book I will be presenting is called The 14 Stars by John Green. The novel talks about the story of Hazel Grace Lancaster, a lung cancer patient. After diagnosed with depression, her mother forced her to attend a support group where she meets Augustus Waters, a gorgeous and very kind boy who is also affected by cancer, but who is very interested in her. Time passes by and they develop a close friendship where both support each other.
Interesting choice, I must say. Now we welcome our third guest for this episode, Noah. What book are you presenting us?
Hello, today I'm presenting The Alchemist, a novel written in Portuguese by Paulo Coelho and published in 1988. Throughout the story, the protagonist Santiago faces a travel and spiritual journey.
Thank you for your choice. For our fourth and last guest, we welcome Paloma. What book are you presenting? Did the book make you think? What themes did it tackle and what issues did it raise?
Hello everyone. First of all, thank you for having me today. So I chose The Bell Jar, written by Sylvia Plath, which is a semi-autobiographical novel. The novel's central theme revolves around the protagonist Esther Greenwood's struggle with mental health and identity. Set in the 1950s in a post-World War II America, the novel provides a glimpse of the expectations placed on individuals during that time. So I believe that Plath delivered a very poignant exploration of the challenges faced by women, addressing issues both about gender roles and societal norms, which are themes that remain very relevant today and contribute to the thought-provoking aspect of the novel.
Thank you. Who tells the story? In general, do you prefer having a subjective or omniscient narrator?
Oh, good question. Often regarded as roman à clé from the French, The Bell Jar actually depicts the protagonist's descent into mental illness, including her time in a mental institution, paralleling the author's own experiences with depression and bipolar disorder. What made it very interesting is that Sylvia Plath indeed committed suicide a month after its first publication in 1963 in the United Kingdom. And the narrator is therefore subjective and exposes us to a very raw and intimate portrayal of her breakdown and sense of alienation from others.
How interesting. Perhaps you would recommend a specific passage in the book to our listeners?
Yes, indeed. There is a very vivid passage which I will not read today because it is too long, but it is about a fig tree in the novel and captures the protagonist's inner turmoil and fear of losing opportunities. So to make it clear, in the face of many different figs representing various paths in life, the protagonist is actually unable to decide and the figs wrinkle and fall in the story, leaving the protagonist starving to death. So I thought it was very interesting as it represented her life.
Thank you for representing this book. It was very interesting. Noah, to what extent did the protagonist change between the beginning and the end of the story? What made him or her evolve?
Thank you for your question. So in The Alchemist, the protagonist Santiago radically changes between the beginning and the end of the story. At the beginning, he is poor, he wants to travel the world, and he is spiritually lost. Thanks to the people he meets during his journey, he evolved, and this is how Santiago becomes economically and above all, spiritually rich.
This sounds like a philosophical novel, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Alexia, would you say the setting of your book is realistic?
It's a very interesting question. I think the setting is realistic because it portrays the situation of many women in the world who face domestic violence from their partners. Moreover, it also portrays how this kind of situation affects a child, how this child will see the world, or even how it will change this child's attitude.
Was it easy to get immersed in the story's universe?
I think it was really easy to get immersed in the story's universe, as the author described very clearly the characters and the environment they were in. The language is also simple to understand, which makes it easier to portray the different seasons.
Thank you for your answers. Yui, if you could insert yourself in the book, what character would you be?
So thank you for the question. I really love this kind of questions. Well, if I could insert myself in the book, it would definitely be the protagonist, with Hazel Grace. As she's suffering from lung cancer, I would like to feel her pain for at least a day, and especially send what she's enduring throughout her whole life.
Wow, that is very rough. Alexia, how did you feel while and after reading the book?
While reading the book, I felt quite enthusiastic, as Lily went through very romantic and beautiful memories with Ryle in the beginning of her relationship with him. But as the book went on, it started becoming more serious, and I found it really touching and shocking to see how he started getting abusive. After reading the book, I was relieved that Lily divorced her husband, as it's definitely what's best for her.
Thank you. What about you, Yui?
While I was reading the book, I was very attached with the couple, Hazel and Augustus. I really adored their bond and how they were meant for each other. However, after reading the novel, I was left with no words. I was at first angry at the author because the end was so hard to process. And also I was shocked and sad for a few days because for me, the end didn't feel right for the characters.
Thank you. Alexia, tell us, what did you think of the resolution of the book? Did the end surprise you in any way, or was it predictable?
That's a very good question. I think the resolution was sorrowful, but also a good choice from the protagonist. Lily's husband hit her multiple times when he was mad due to his past and bad temper. And even though she knew he wasn't good for her, she gave him 3 chances and didn't even divorce. I think her divorcing her husband was predictable because her mother reminded her that if he loved her, he wouldn't allow her to take him back. And she definitely understood that he didn't truly love her to do so. I still found the end surprising, as I thought she would be too blinded by love to give him another chance. And give him another chance, but it was also predictable that she needed to divorce for her sake.
That's a really interesting point of view. Yui, do you think the author wanted you to learn a lesson from reading this story?
So I believe that every book has its lessons. However, for this one, I believe that the kind of lesson that John Green wanted us to learn is that how life is fragile and we mustn't take it for granted. Indeed, we live for a short period of time, so we must take care of our surroundings and also enjoy every moment we can, because we don't know what will happen in the days to come. So for John Green, it's about the importance of cherishing the precious moment that we have.
Noah, what about your book?
In The Alchemist 2, we can find the lesson that the author wants to teach to the reader. So the main point of reading this book is to learn several life lessons. I personally think that Paulo Coelho's intention is to motivate the readers to keep working to achieve their dream, but also to simulate a spiritual awakening to find the best version of ourselves. As we noticed by reading the book, every recounted event is a life lesson that is indirectly taught to the reader.
Thank you. Finally, Paloma, would you recommend your book to others?
Yes, I actually greatly appreciated The Bell Jar for its honest portrayal of mental health struggles and properly addressing the stigma surrounding illness and seek for help. I also, as a woman, admire Plath's feminist critique of imposed gender roles, representing issues related to women that apply through many generations, even today. However, I would recommend to potential readers to be wary of the content, because while some may enjoy this engagement, as I did, in heavier themes, perhaps relating to similar experiences, others may find the content emotionally distressing, triggering, or difficult to engage with, especially if they prefer lighter or more uplifting material in books. So in the end, it all depends on personal preferences and sensitivities.
Indeed, it does depend on that. Well, looks like the podcast has to come to an end. Thank you all for coming here today. We hope that you enjoyed, and see you all next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.